thought the younger guys did an incredible job getting in the playbook, understanding what we're trying to get accomplished. And overall, we made some plays out there, and I feel good going into training camp. Yeah, I mean, and just like I knew from the beginning, I knew that they were going to draft some kind of quarterback, whether it be at three or second round. I knew it was going to happen, and, you know, he's a great kid. He's very humble, wants to come in here and work, and I think that's what makes it so easy, that we're here to do a job and we're here to help this organization win games. And, you know, I'm trying to help him get better, and he can help me get better. Yeah, Alan Hearns had a heck of a camp, and I'm excited to see what he does in training camp once we get the pads on. He's a big, strong receiver, understands the offense, has been in Jed's offense for 3 years now, I think, and just a really reliable guy. And, you know, even, you know, Chad Bumpus came out there, did a really good job. Kerry Taylor did a great job even last year. So a lot of those guys stepped up, and it was good to see.
Chad came in late. How does a veteran like you handle these 5 weeks coming up? You want to get away from the game a little bit? Do you keep working? What do you do?
Yeah, I go up to Pennsylvania and, you know, spend some time up there with my family. But most of all, I work out with the high school there, work out with the kids each and every day, you know, almost take over the quarterbacks. I let the offensive coordinator just look at everybody else, and I'll take the quarterbacks, which is fun. I get to teach and still get a workout in, and that's how I stay connected. And then, you know, we usually plan a trip. Like last year, we went to Minnesota with the receivers. So we're debating if we want to do that or just stay here and come back here for a week and work out with them.
Excitement level about what this is going to be when you get back. There's an anticipation.
Feel that as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been so, I mean, I wouldn't say it's been a perfect spring, but it's been a good spring. And I think there's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of momentum that can lead into training camp and even the preseason games. And I think everybody's in a good place now. We know that we still need, we're not there yet. But, you know, we got a good grasp of offense and defensively what we're trying to get accomplished. And I think that's the biggest part that makes us feel comfortable.
Football excellence and excellence in football. Easier said than done to gain that consistency, especially.
Yeah, and it's all about consistency. You know, you can put a lot of good product out there, and it can go up and down, but the consistent part, coming in each and every day and performing at a high level, is the biggest thing, and that's what he's preaching to us. So, you know, these next 5 weeks that we have off, build on what we just did this spring, and really focus on what our vision is as a player.
Successful OTAs in minicamp. You know, fixed a lot of things, and definitely the most important thing was the confidence level. Through the OTAs and through the mini camp, I feel confident. I'm feeling like I'm 100% now, and, you know, got a little bit of a break off, but it's going to be a great time of training, getting stronger, and, you know, really, you know, kick-starting the season off.
Did the mental reps that you took last season carry over at all to the off season and help make this productive? Because we've heard so much about mental reps.
Yeah, I think that helped. You know, there's nothing compares to being out on the field and running through the plays, getting the reps on the field. But, you know, the mental reps, sitting in meetings, sitting in film, you know, reading defense and all that kind of stuff was a huge help. And, you know, I definitely feel more comfortable in the offense and feel more comfortable about blocking different protections, different against different blitz packages and all that kind of stuff. So I definitely feel way more comfortable.
Mike, Zane, anyone I talked to in the offensive line group talked about young group needed to get going and get together as a group. Will you all go your own ways during this next 5 weeks, or will you spend some time together?
Yeah, we know we're going to try to spend some time together. Each guy, you know, is kind of going to go different areas and all that kind of stuff, but we'll all pretty much come back early to get back together and all that kind of stuff. It's just, this is a time where we, you know, it's good to get away and, you know, get your mind off football a little bit. You know, you always have in the back of your mind that you need to work. You know, the most important thing is football, but, you know, get away, see your family, and all that's very important, too, because, you know, once the season starts, it's, you know, 20 straight weeks of just grinding. So, you know, we're going to get away, but we're going to get back and, you know, still stay in touch while we're away, too.
How many days will you play golf of the next 5 weeks?
Man, I probably won't play as much as I want to, but, you know, I'll be able to get out there a little bit and, you know, just enjoy the weather. You know, going back to Fort Worth, and my brother back in Fort Worth that out at TCU, so I'll be able to play with him a lot. And so I'm excited just to be with the family.
Will you be able to push away from the barbecue?
Yeah, you know, I'll definitely be getting a little bit of that barbecue. I have the excuse where I need to add a little bit of weight, so I'll be getting a little bit of extra barbecue. But, you know, it's barbecue here in Florida is good, but nothing like Texas barbecue.